There is a tremendous amount of education around what you should be doing to improve your voice and your articulation and your speech. However, there's not a lot of information about some of the things that maybe you shouldn't be doing. Now, I try to think that I've got both on this channel. Hi, my name's Darren McStay. This is Improve Your Voice, aka Vocabilities.com. And this video is gonna give you some ideas on something you can do by not doing. So I want to help you improve your articulation, or if you have a speech issue, I want you to try and start finding ways of getting over it for yourself and then knowing what to look for to help you with. Because awareness is key. Awareness, knowing what the issue is and being aware of it, is the first step to be able to doing something about it, to be able to overcoming it and doing something about it. So I would like to offer some articulation exercises that don't try to articulate, but are ways in which you can stop doing something to discover whether that's the issue or not, because it could be coming from somewhere else. So it's a bit of a strange video, quite a short one today, but hopefully you can get something from this. We could call this a reverse articulation exercise. So what I'm going to do is go through three of the articulators, the jaw, the tongue, and the lips, and rather than trying to work them and exercise them, which I've got, you know, many times over in different videos on this channel, I'm going to drop each one out at a time and try to speak without them and see how well we do. And then when we put it back in, see if we notice any difference. And of course, then we can maybe bring in the idea of trying to overemphasize that particular area and then bring it back. And then you can discover which one for you seems to be affecting your speech the most, or which seems to be the strongest and most powerful, and then maybe start working on that. Maybe just highlight something that you didn't know existed or was, you know, available to you. And so to do this, we're just gonna use one of the most commonly known tongue twisters known to man. And it is just the first line of Peter Piper picked a peck of pickled peppers. All right? So it's quite an easy, it's got plosive sounds, so use the P's. But what happens if we don't use the lips to make this? If we just completely deaden them, just stop, don't move them at all. Peter Piper picked a peck of pickled peppers. That's what happens. Peter Piper picked a peck of pickled peppers. So I can use my tongue and I can use my jaw, but without using my lips. That's what happens. That's how important the lips are. One more time. Nothing happens. It'll be like a bad ventriloquist, right? So, okay, let's try it again. And now, overemphasize using the P's. Peter Piper picked a peck of pickled peppers. One more time. Peter Piper picked a peck of pickled peppers. Now that was just crazy and weird, but the other one didn't work and you couldn't understand it. So what we want to do ideally is to find somewhere in between there. Now you may have been doing it right before or not, and it might not be your issue, but it's worth doing this, under-articulating, over-articulating, to find a nice balance in between. So then we come back to Peter Piper picked a peck of pickled peppers. I'm using the lips at just the right amount, and I'm sure there's many variations in between. And if maybe you find that you're not using your lips as an articulator as well as they could be, then this is an exercise that you could try. Take them completely out, overemphasize them, and then try and find the balance and try and find what works for you. Okay, the second one today is going to be the tongue. And if you don't use your tongue, it's very difficult. Peter Piper picked a peck of pickled peppers. Peter Piper picked a peck of pickled peppers. See, now I'm using the P's and I'm using the lips, but not using the tongue. That's what happens. Peter Piper picked a peck of pickled peppers. It's very difficult to do. It's very difficult to do that. But see if you can do that yourself. Do it with me. Peter Piper picked a peck of pickled peppers. So when I don't use the tongue, the cheeks become loose. So I use my jaw, but it's very difficult. You need the tongue. The tongue does so much. Peter Piper picked a peck of pickled peppers. Now, if I try to overemphasize by using my tongue, it's probably going to make me use my, you know, my lips more as well, but Peter Piper picked a peck of pickled peppers. Peter Piper picked a peck of pickled peppers. So I'm, you know, clearly using my lips more too, but that's me overemphasizing the tongue. So deaden the tongue. Peter Piper picked a peck of pickled peppers. Peter Piper picked a peck of pickled peppers. And overemphasize the tongue peeled her pipe and picked a peck of pickled peppers, which makes me sound somehow weirdly Irish. But then try and just find the balance in the middle and say that as it should be spoken. Peter Piper picked a peck of pickled peppers. There, see, it's pretty simple. But now the last one is the jaw. Now, the jaw you don't often think about. And a lot of people, when they say open your mouth or yawn or use your jaw, automatically open it wide at the front. But what we really want to aim at doing is kind of instilling the idea that there's space at the back. So even though you can't really move your jaw open, think of it moving down like that rather than like that. You see, that creates a lot of space, which is you know, a healthy thing to do. But for this exercise, don't use your jaw at all. You can use your tongue and your lips, but try not to move your jaw. So, I'll keep it kind of like the teeth together. Even open just a little bit. So if we don't use our jaw, the sound gets kind of, there's nowhere for it to go. You know, the sound, the shape of the mouth, the way the space we create is also something that's unconscious and automated when we speak. So maybe you're not using your jaw enough, but if we overuse it, Peter Piper picked a peck of pickled peppers. So I'm kind of have to overemphasize my lips and my tongue is doing a lot of work because my jaw wants to move up and down so dynamically. And it's a bit weird, I look like a mannequin puppet. But by taking it completely out, Peter Piper picked a peck of pickled peppers. Peter Piper picked a peck of pickled peppers. Again, it's just a little bit muffled. It's the same as not using the tongue. And of course, you know, the tongue is sort of like attached to the bottom jaw, so they really do affect each other quite a lot. But try these three exercises. Try not moving a tongue, try over-articulating your tongue. Try not moving your lips, try and over-articulating your lips. Try not moving your jaw, and then try over-using your jaw. And then find the balance, and then find that works for you. Because it's you, I can't be there to help everyone. And so what I want to do here, the aim of this, is to give you the tools that you can discover what you need for yourself. And then you can go through my channel and find what you need. Or go through one of my courses and take one of those. It's up to you. Whatever you feel is right. But once you know, then you are empowered with that knowledge. Hopefully this has been useful for you. Thank you so much for joining me. We've crashed past 40,000 subscribers now. I actually passed 41,000 and it's growing hell of a fast. So if I'm not so quick in responding to everyone's comments, I really do apologize, but keep them coming because you guys can talk to each other as well, and many of you do. So use the comments as a way to discuss ideas that, you know, you see in these videos and talk to each other, even if I'm not always about to respond. But, you know, I do get through them eventually when I can, and when I get the right, you know, notifications from YouTube. Thank you, YouTube, in case you're watching this and you want to help me out there. Right, thanks very much, guys. My name's Darren McStay. This is vocabilities.com, aka Improve Your Voice. And until the next time, look after your voice. Bye.